There's this article in the Financial Times about a couple who wanted to go out and buy an EV. But once they saw the prices, they said, quote, it's just not accessible to us at this point in our life. So where are the affordable options of EVs in this country? Keith Naughton is auto business reporter for Bloomberg, and he joins us this morning. Good morning, Keith.
Good morning.
What is the price? I have not looked myself for the price of EVs. What is the price of an EV if you wanted to buy it in this country?
Well, I mean, it's been coming down, particularly because Tesla has been cutting prices, but you know, it's 50,000 and up. It's not an economy car. It's more in the luxury category.
So why are there $25,000 options for EVs elsewhere, but not here?
Yeah, you know, the way the automakers in America have focused on the EV market is they've started on the high end. Like you do with a lot of new technology, the idea is you go to the luxury end and then it eventually filters down to the rest of us.
But if the idea was to get as many EVs out there to have the maximum environmental impact, Keith, why would they do that?
Yeah, well, it really has backfired, Guy, because, you know, mainstream buyers are now saying we're not interested, and the biggest obstacle are these high prices. So now there is this quick about face, and everybody is scrambling to come up with the elusive $25,000 EV.
Okay, do you think the $25,000 price point for these EVs is sustainable for the automakers in terms of profitability?
Yeah, that's the tricky thing. Here's their formula for how that will work. The battery is the most expensive component of an electric vehicle, and if you have a smaller one, which is what you have to do at that price point, you have, you know, half the size of the battery, so that cuts a cost. And then if you're selling them at that lower price point, you should sell more of them so you make up for it in volume and lower battery costs. Ford CEO Jim Farley has said their $25,000 EV will make money in its first year.
And when does that arrive?
So the Ford one is coming in late 2026. There's going to be three variants. There's going to be a small SUV, a small pickup truck, and then actually a car that's more aimed for ride hailing.
The president wants half of the cars by 2030 to be EVs. Where are we on the percentage of how many people have an EV right now?
Yeah, so last year it was just over 7%. We're still trending in that 7 to 8% of the overall market being electric vehicles. So we're a long way off from 30%, and it's kind of flatlining at the moment. Again, as these mainstream buyers balk at the high prices and they have those concerns about charging infrastructure too.
So will these $25,000 EVs, when they arrive, are they going to be econo boxes, or are we going to see maybe more in the crossover segment that'll be more utility oriented for families? The one that I'm waiting on and really interested in seeing is the Chevy Equinox. But again,
right,
Keith, to get to that $25,000 price point, you have to have government support and subsidies. So when do we get a true $25,000 car?
Right. That's an excellent question. The Equinox is out right now, but it's not a true $25,000 car. GM is promising to have a lower price, base price one by the end of the year, that if you tack on that $7,500 federal tax credit, drops to $28,000. But yes, it's very hard right now for American automakers with the price of EV components, particularly the batteries, to get into the 20s.
You got Chinese electric vehicle models that are significantly cheaper than their counterparts here in the U.S. So, and you got the former president talking about tariffs. You know, how will tariffs impact the pricing of these $25,000 EVs?
Well, tariffs are never consumer friendly. They are inflationary, but they would protect the domestic auto industry so they can have time to catch up with those Chinese EV makers. I think the one you're talking about, Lloyd, is the BYD
right.
EV that starts at $10,000. So yeah, those have not arrived in the American market. And President Biden is saying he's going to put 100% tariff on Chinese EVs. And yes, former President Trump is talking about 60% tariffs on Chinese goods across the board. So both presidential candidates are talking about tariffs to give the American industry time to catch up.
Well, they may catch up, but the problem is, will they catch up and be competitive enough, Or does the tariffs and the protectionism just give them license to keep prices high?
Right. That's an excellent question, Guy. It's what they do with that time that those tariffs would grant them. If all they do is make more profit from higher prices, then they're not going to be ready when the Chinese arrive.
Is there a used market for EVs? Could you find a cheaper one that way?
Well, there are now, there is a used market for EVs. It's nascent. And we are now starting to see some used EVs that are cheaper than internal combustion engine cars, but there's not a lot of them. And again, there is this, you know, growing attitude of resistance to EVs. So that doesn't help even used EVs.
Well, there's also a let the buyer beware problem with that, which is you have to know how many times that battery pack has been through multiple charges and recycling, right? I mean, you need an idea of how often it's been through the cycling process, because that's going to impact how much life is left in them, how much range you have left.
You're absolutely right, Guy, and whether or not you have to, God forbid, someday replace that battery, which would be a very costly exercise.
Right.
So there's a lot of unknowns, and that's going to keep demand down.
Keith, when you kind of look down the road, what role do you see the incentives or infrastructure development playing in the success of these $25,000 EVs in the U.S.?
Yeah, you know, I think the incentives start going away when the natural demand starts rising. The natural demand starts rising when you build the car that people are buying, not because it's an electric vehicle, just because they're attracted to it. Tesla did that at the high end. They've done that at the medium end. The rest of the automakers need to do it now at the low end.
I just wonder about the hybrids. We talk about this, like people are more into the hybrids.
Right.
What is the percentage of that? Do you have those numbers? Do people buy those?
Yeah, hybrids are taking off. They're very popular. I think there's been so much attention on, you know, climate change as well as just electric propulsion technology that people are interested in it. And hybrids are affordable, and, you know, they take away many of the fears about charging infrastructure. You know, you don't have to plug most of them in, and those that you do have to plug in, they'll still work if you run out of charge. So hybrids are really taking off in America.
Well, we'll wait for those prices to come down, because, I mean, you know, and you talk about natural demand. $4.50 a gallon, $5 a gallon, that's natural demand, right?
Drive demand, guys.
Yeah, I don't want to see that happen, but that's what everybody thought was going to happen, and it hasn't, because the oil and gas industry found a way to suck more oil out of existing formations. So
that's it. Yep. So we still have cheap gas in America, the cheapest in the world.
Well, Keith Naughton, auto business reporter for Bloomberg, we will continue to go to you for all things auto. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Coming up on JR Morning, the news of the day, plus could Tiger Woods be returning to our area? I'll explain next.
Mm-hmm.